October 22, 2020, the feast of Pope St. John Paul II. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, more and more, my faithful remnant is being defined by the evil all around them. Now you have sanctuaries of sin in the world, where those who live in sin go unchallenged by authorities. Even worse and more far-reaching is the Pope's approval of homosexuality. He is approving of the same sin that chose my wrath in Sodom and Gomorrah. This has far-reaching effects on the whole world. Pray that this Pope realizes he is the Vicar of Christ, a symbol of obedience to my commandments in the world. He is leading millions astray. Moreover, he is listening to the wrong spirit, and in this decision, he is not infallible. Once again, children, I warn you, do not obey just title. Pay heed to the fruits of what those in authority stand for. These are nefarious times. Truth is a victim. A note is given to read Psalm 4, 2 through 3. O sons of men, how long will you be dull of heart? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Another note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 15. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.